So welcome to module one, the quick start Chrome extension build. So in this module, I'm going to introduce you to the key concepts and the key components that you need to know at a high level to lay the foundations for you to build successful Chrome extensions. We're going to kick off with this hands-on module to get you a quick win so you can develop your first Chrome extension in less than half an hour. But first, I've got to explain some key concepts that you need to know, and then we'll get into the quick start build. So a Chrome extension is basically made up of HTML, JavaScript, and CSS, but also it has these key components, and we'll just run through those and I'll explain what a manifest file is, what content scripts are, service workers, pop-ups, and option pages. And as soon as you've got a basic understanding of that, we can progress on to actually getting onto our hands-on build. So this slide shows the different components that make up a Chrome extension, and you can see the little symbols next to them, which indicate whether they're HTML or just JavaScript or JSON. So I'll just run through these quickly and give you the key concepts, the essentials that you need to know. So let's start with the manifest file. If I just flick forward to that, I'll just show you what one of those looks like. It's just a JSON file that describes the components of your Chrome extension. So here we can see that it's got these content scripts and an options page and a pop-up, and it just describes the name details, logos, and permissions that are required to run this extension. So that's the manifest file. We've then got content scripts, which are JavaScript files and CSS files that can be injected onto the page here, so you can have content scripts that will run on specific websites or on all URLs. They can access elements within the page and they can inject content onto the page to enhance that page's functionality. Then we've got the pop-up. We've got an example over here of the Grammarly pop-up. So if you click on the extension icon, if they have a pop-up configured, then it will show that in the top right of the browser window. And that pop-up is made up of HTML, JavaScript, and CSS. You can use just vanilla JavaScript, or you can use any particular framework that you want. And the same with CSS. You can use just plain CSS, or you can use a framework for that as well. So then we've got the options page, which opens as a full page in a new tab. And again, that's HTML, JavaScript, and CSS, very similar to the pop-up. And finally, in the background, we have the service worker, which used to be a background script, but since manifest version 3, this is now referred to as a service worker. And that is purely JavaScript. There's no UI to this background service worker. Okay, so we know what a manifest file looks like and what it's linking to. Now, let me tell you a little bit about the versioning and what's happening in the Chrome extension world. We've got different versions of manifest files. There's version 2 and version 3. Version 2 has been around for a long time, and the migration to version 3 actually started in 2018. And you cannot publish new manifest v2 extensions as of now, and they're actually hoping to phase out version 2 in 2024. They had hoped to do this in 2023, but it's been postponed. It's actually been postponed many times, and it wouldn't be surprising to me if it's postponed again beyond 2024, just because there's so many extensions and so many that haven't yet converted to manifest version 3. And just so you know, there's nothing hugely different between manifest v2 and v3. So it's not something to concern yourself with. You just need to know that you need to be building in version 3 going forward. If you see anything talking about a background script, then you need to treat that just as a service worker, basically. There is a full migration checklist, which I'll link to below in the resources. But basically, to go from v2 to v3, all you need to do is update the manifest JSON file, make some changes to that, migrate the background script to a service worker, update any API calls to be v3 compatible, replace any blocking web request listeners, and improve on that extension's security depending on what permissions you've requested. So not something to get hung up about. I just wanted to let you know that everything we're doing is going to be v3, and everything you do going forward
will be v3, but
v2 stuff, you don't need to panic. It's not that difficult to convert one to v3. So let's get into a simple Chrome extension build where we will build a Chrome extension called BBC Dark Mode, which will simply convert the BBC website from a bright white to a black background with lighter text to make it easier to look at the news later on in the evening. So we'll cover that in the next lesson, and then after that we'll be moving on to a slightly more complex Chrome extension. So I'll see you in the next lesson.